Welcome, everyone, to Voice of the Valley here in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm your host, Dave Bell, 428-9494. That's the phone number, 928-428-9494. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're having a good day. It certainly is. It's pleasant now. It's going to get hotter later. Welcome to spring and or summer.
Right.
It's just what it is. It was, you know. I grew up in the winters cold, so I'm fine with the warm. I don't have to shovel it, so that's my opinion. Let's see. Let's just jump right in. Let's talk to our guest today, Marion Hastings with the Safford Lions Club. Gonna have you pull that mic. There you go. Because powwow is coming back.
Yes, powwow will be here Saturday on May 4th. And we will be serving the public from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Now, for it, I always say this: it's somebody's first time listening, first time reading. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, whether you pick up the newspaper, or go to our website. You know, go to GilaValleyCentral.net. Somebody's seeing it for the first time.
Yes.
So somebody's hearing this for the first time. What is powwow?
Powwow is produce on wheels without rescue. And it's put on through the borderlands over, and the produce comes from Mexico, and it's shipped here, and then we distribute it to the community.
I want to say, didn't Borderlands just get a pretty hefty grant from somebody? Oh, I want to remember where. I don't know if it was from a private enterprise or it was through like Senator Kelly or something. I just remember seeing Borderlands got a pretty hefty chunk of money to continue this mission.
Yes, Borderlands put in for a $5,000 grant and they got it. And so they welcomed us to use it, and it's for the seniors or the low income. And you can go to the health department and or I believe the senior center to get a card. And then what you do is you come to the line, you show your card, and they will let you go through because it's free with those people that have the card. And it's called the voucher program.
So right now our health department has those vouchers?
Yes.
For this upcoming powwow?
I believe so.
All right. Which is great. And is it a total of 5,000 or 5,000 per community?
I believe it was, from what I understand, it was only 5,000
total. Because Borderlands serves all of southeastern Arizona.
Yes.
So I know they do one in Wilcox. They do a couple, I think, in the Tucson area.
Tucson, and they do it in Phoenix as well.
Oh, I didn't know they went that far north. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course they do Nogales because everything comes over.
Yes.
At the port of entry in Nogales. That's exactly where I think they're based out of,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, okay. So 5,000. So we've got a few, but the good thing is, for powwow, it only is a donation of $15, right?
$15. Yes. And you also have, DoorDash. They pick up and then they take to whomever, and they have Uber. So, and they, you can also call into or go online and to the Borderlands and order online, and then they'll send us a list saying that you've already paid. But that is, with doing that, that's like 20 some dollars because they have to have a service fee and all that. But at least we have it. In order, we normally have it already ready for you when you get to the line, and all you have to say is, I pre-ordered. And you show them on your cell phone saying that you pre-ordered.
So it's a $15 donation, and for that you get produce. How much produce?
You get 70 pounds for $15. Enough for you and your neighbor.
I would hope. If you can gobble up 70 pounds of produce in a couple of days, you are a serious vegan.
And, you know, and the prices aren't bad because if you go to the local markets or Walmart or something like that, you're going to pay well over the 38 cents a pound that we averaged it out to be. So
$15 donation, that money goes to the Lions Club. Lions Club turns around and puts that money into service projects in the area, correct?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Actually, the money's collected and we send it back to Borderlands and we get a percentage
of it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. But the percentage
is us. And then we turn around and put it back into the community.
Right. So the money goes back here. So you're not losing. You purchase, we've talked about this before. I'm a fan of the online. Yes. It's a little more expensive because of the service fees. But the reality is if you get there late, chances are you may not get all of the produce that's brought in.
Correct.
Because you guys don't know how much of anything is coming. You don't even know what's coming until what, day before?
The day before, yeah.
So right now, if you grab a Lions member and you say, hey, what's coming on the powwow? They're going to look at you and go, I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, they just don't know until that day or until the day before. And then you don't know how much you're going to get until that day.
Exactly. Yep.
So you could get 5 pallets of tomatoes or 1 pallet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if you pre-order, because you put those packages together first.
We put those packages together first and set them to the side because we have an area where you can drive up and one of the volunteers or myself will load your cart.
So you're guaranteed to get everything with the pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Tiny bit more expensive, tiny bit, but you get everything.
Yep.
If you get there late, you'll still get 70 pounds, but you may not get everything because you don't know how much.
Right. And
be
we if we run out of something on an item, then we'll cover it with something more of the same weight. So you'll get that. So
yeah. So if you run out of peppers, you might get zucchinis.
Exactly.
You know, you instead of getting 3, you might get 6 or 7.
Right.
Right. So I'm just saying that for people who want to get everything. Now, if you don't care what you get, doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You know, you're still getting 70 pounds. You're still getting fruits and vegetables that you can use. You can share with anybody. You're good to go.
And we also might want to put out also that nothing goes to waste because even the bad produce that we get, we set to the side, and you can come along and say, hey, I have animals. Do you have any food produce that can't be given out? So, yes, you can come through, and we have an area where you can come through and load up the produce for your animals, which is always good.
So just for everybody, so you know, literally, when they say produce on wheels without waste, there is no waste, at least here in the Gila Valley. Because as you say, farmers can take the produce that's not fit for human consumption, feed it to the hogs or chickens or whatever they want to feed it to.
Exactly.
If there happens to be any consumable produce available that humans can consume, and it hasn't been given away at the end, if that doesn't happen very often. Usually you guys run out. But right. If it then goes to the food banks, right?
Yes, they do. Yes, it does. So, yep. And then they come and they get whatever they need. And then, yeah. So, yeah.
So our neighbor's Farm and Pantry, St. Vincent de Paul, Angel's Closet, have they picked up yet?
No.
No. Okay. So we need to get them involved too. They get whatever happens to be left over. So again, nothing goes to waste and everybody benefits from it.
Exactly.
I'm intrigued by this voucher that, cause you threw that at me today and I wasn't aware of it. So Borderlands is working with what, local health departments on this?
I'm not exactly sure exactly how it runs.
Because you got it from Rosa, our good friend Rosa Contreras over at the health department.
Yes.
And Rosa's busy. Rosa's busy being, you know, lazy and stuff and having a baby.
Well, she was supposed to come on with me last month, but she didn't. So, and then she says, well, I can't come this time, but make sure that you tell them about the voucher. So, and so I was going to call her yesterday, and I was with the health department, and they go, oh, well, she's 5 centimeters. So I said, well, I'm not going to bother her right now then.
Well, if she was at 5, I'm going to guess she's had that baby now.
I'm
congratulations
sure
to Rosa.
Yes.
But Rosa is, boy, she has just been a huge, huge. I remember when she was hired on at the health department. And boy, she has just done a terrific job.
Yes, she is.
And she takes everything seriously and makes sure that the community is aware of everything.
Exactly.
She's great. So she worked this out with Borderlands to get these vouchers here. Well, that's terrific. So seniors, I'm guessing those that may be low to moderate income?
That's typically who is basically,
served.
Yeah.
So check with the health department, or if you go to the senior center, maybe ask over there. They might know whether or not they have access to those vouchers. And look, the senior center's literally next door to the health department.
Exactly.
So if you're going to the senior center, you're okay. Yeah. But you can call over there too and find out whether or not you can qualify for a voucher. And you know what? If you can save $15, save $15.
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, 15's cheap. Don't get me wrong. For the amount you get, it's really, really ridiculously cheap. But if you could save $15, do that too.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. That's cool. I'm really glad to see that. That's the kind of thing that we need more of, helping the folks that maybe couldn't access this.
Exactly. And I really appreciate the DoorDash and the Ubers coming along, because those for the homebound, we have that access to deliver produce to them at home also. So that's really a neat idea also. So that's another resource that we have.
So does somebody go on to the DoorDash app, or do they contact you?
They contact Borderlands to go through that. Borderlands is all of that.
Oh, it's through Borderlands. So you have to go to the Borderlands website.
Yes.
Okay, which I know is where you go for the online purchase.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, wow. So you could do the online purchase and have it delivered. You don't even have to go if you can't, let's say.
Yep.
Car's broken, or maybe you got to the age where they said, no more driving.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yes, that's another resource that that the Borderlands have entailed. So.
Good for Borderlands. Boy, they're really, I mean, you think about that in Tucson, where, you know, people are ordering food all the time and you're getting it delivered, and that's common there because it's a bigger city.
Exactly.
It's not as common here. I think my wife and I used DoorDash once.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Oh, the delivery person was fantastic. I have no complaints about that, but I was like, it just felt weird,
right?
You know, out here. I've never ordered Denny's and had it delivered, but we did one Sunday night, you know.
Yeah.
So that was, it felt odd, but I'm glad that it's here for those that could use it or need it.
DoorDash and Uber. We can't forget Uber, because DoorDash is probably the biggest thing when you think of ordering something but Uber is also, they deliver also.
I didn't even know we had Uber here.
Well, It's proven, because I've have to load them up. So yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I'm glad that they're here.
Yeah.
But that's great. I wasn't even aware. My wife is planning an event for next April, and we were chatting, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to have to take a couple of days off, and she said, why? It's my event. And I said, because I'm going to have to shuttle people, you know, around. I'm going to, because not everybody's going to have a vehicle when they come in for the event, and I'm going to have to.
Oh, okay.
You know, put the seats in the van and take everybody around. And I'm fine with that, but I didn't realize we had an Uber here. So, you know, especially with the city trying to get commercial air service here, unless I think we have two car rental agencies now. Kempton is renting cars, and I believe Enterprise is over at Horn.
Yes, it is.
So unless one of them wants to relocate out to the airport or station something out at the airport, it's going to be tough for anybody who can fly in commercially.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So knowing that there's Uber, well, that just makes it easier to fly in now.
Yeah.
So, boy, look at Safford. Man, yeah, we're joining the 20th century.
Getting big time here in Safford, so that's cool, though.
Well, baby steps. We'll just be in the 20th century. Yeah. We won't necessarily be in the 21st yet. I'm joking. Look, we have some, shockingly, we have some of the best internet in the state. Mm. And it's because of Freeport. Freeport has to have the technology. So we have terrific broadband here.
Yeah.
I wish it was everywhere. And I've talked to the good folks at Valley, and they're trying desperately to get everywhere. That's who we use here at the station, and my wife uses for her business. But we're pretty advanced.
Cool.
Here. We as Safford. I'm just kidding. I'm joking around.
I almost want to add. I also want to add that any of you folks that want to come out and volunteer your time as community volunteer, we're more than happy to have you, and we'll get you set up. And I'm the director of the coordinator, I guess I'd say, of the powwow, and I can set you up to help bag up zucchini or tomatoes or whatever you want to do, or wherever we can find you a spot. But we're always open to have volunteers. So
I know John Stewart stakes out the "I'm going to put the stuff in the car."
Oh yeah, he's our main runner.
Yeah, he's always putting stuff in the cars. Yeah. But I think it's because John likes talking to people.
Yeah.
He likes to say hi to everybody who pulls
up. He's like
up.
Me. I like the. I'm a social butterfly, so hey.
And that's something else that people need to be aware of. This is drive-through.
Drive-through, yes.
So you don't have to even get out of your car.
And I might add, sometimes the lines are long, but that's a given because it is a drive-through. So be patient with us. We will get you there through. And sometimes I can open two lines if I have enough volunteers. I can have a line in the front of us and a line in the back, but it just depends on our volunteerism. Now, this weekend is also the Cinco de Mayo, which is going to be the parade. So I'm hoping that I will have not only the Lions volunteers, but also volunteers for the community. You can help park your car and come and help, and whatever time you want to give to us, it's fine. Go back to your car, get in line, and you know, and all that. So the line starts at from 7 to 10.
Our the Lion president, Bob Rivera, is going to be on the show Friday to talk about Cinco de Mayo. So he's not coming as a Lion. He's coming as a St. Rose of Lima parishioner.
Yes.
But we're going to talk about Cinco de Mayo. And yeah, what a perfect opportunity. Come get your vegetables early, your fruits and vegetables. Take them home, put them in the fridge, then go out and enjoy Cinco de Mayo. Because there's going to be a parade.
Yes.
You're going to have to hear Dave again on Saturday. Sorry, I'm announcing.
And Dave, you do a good job on that.
Lot of Hispanic, a lot of Spanish surnames. I am going to mess them up pretty bad.
Oh.
I do not speak Spanish.
Practice makes perfect.
I wish I had the list right now. That's all I would be doing is practicing. Okay. But I won't get it till that morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And all I'm asking for is forgiveness, people.
There you go.
That's all I'm asking for. But you could do both because they don't conflict. I think the parade's at 10. The parade is at 10. So you can get there at 7. Recommend get there at 7.
Yes.
Matter of fact,
a little bit before if you want.
Yeah, a little before is probably smart. It opens at 7.
I start the line about 5:30 and get set up and everything, and then we open it at 7. And sometimes if we have a long enough line, we'll open a little bit before 7. It just depends on
volunteers
and when we have the line ready.
And it should be noted, look, sometimes the lines are short, just depends on where people are at in their lives. Sometimes they wrap around to Sonic
Yeah.
Or to what was it, to Tractor Supply?
I couldn't believe last month. Yes, but yeah. But that doesn't happen too often. I want to note that, because I know a lot of people were disgruntled because by the time they got through the line and we were basically out of produce, or we even had to cut them off. And we apologize for that, but that's out of our control.
Right. The lions get what they get.
We certainly didn't have enough produce to fill it. So hopefully you'll be out there in line early enough to get your produce.
So get there early. That's the key.
Because the cutoff is at 10 o'clock.
So, but if you're there early, you can get your produce and you can still make the whole Cinco de Mayo celebration. You could see the parade. You can go over to St. Rose and enjoy over there.
Yep.
And as I've heard many, many times from my wife, the best burros you're going to find are at the Cinco de Mayo celebration from the good Catholic daughters at St. Rose.
That's one of the things I go for is those burritos, so they are good.
Thank you. That's the proper way to say it. I'm getting on my soapbox. I don't care. This is the only place that calls them burros. They are burritos. Deal with it. The rest of the world calls them a burrito.
Yep.
My wife gets so mad at me when I say that. She goes, no, they're burros. We make them bigger. Burrito is a little donkey. A burro is a big donkey. So we make them bigger. Okay, whatever your justification. All right, 428-9494 is the phone number. Going to take a quick break. More with Marion Hastings from the Safford Lions Club talking about powwow after this. Welcome back to Voice of the Valley in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm Dave Bell. Marion Hastings with the Safford Lions Club is here. We're talking about powwow. We're talking actually about all things Lions. And right before the break, we were mentioning that the same day is the Cinco de Mayo celebration this Saturday over at St. Rose. But there's a parade down Main Street first.
Yes.
Goes down Safford's Main Street to Central, up Central, straight to St. Rose. It's the way it goes every year. The Lions will be at Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yes. We will be having our vision trailer there. And you just come in and we'll do the vision screening with our little eye cameras. And so we'll be there.
For those that haven't done it, you can do anybody from 6 months up?
6 months up, yes.
So you've got a baby. As long as that baby can look at the camera at some point,
all right,
it will capture what's going on with the child's eyes.
Now you can leave the baby in the car seat or the stroller or whatever, or set it on your lap. But as long as we can get it focused in on the machine that we have, and we had one last weekend because we was out at the Home Depot with the Dump the Drugs program, and there was a 6-month-old baby, and she did just fine.
So the vision screening, which the Lions do at every grammar school in the region, right?
Yes.
Not just Safford, right. Even though you're the Safford Lions Club, but Thatcher Pima, Fort Thomas.
Duncan. I mean, we went out and...
Did you go up to Morenci this year?
Yes.
Went up to Morenci, Duncan. Did you go down to Wilcox? We went in the past.
We went to Wilcox.
And I'm guessing Bowie, San Simone.
Bowie and all that, yeah.
So anybody in the region, all the kids, and it's not taking the place of an optometrist.
No.
But it's letting parents know your kid's eyes appear to be okay, or there appears to be something you need to go to the doctor
exactly.
for.
Exactly. And what this test does it says pass or refer. And when we do a refer, we can, we are not optometrists, so we just can refer you to tell the parents, okay, your child does this, and so we were referring you to see the optometrist.
So huge benefit, because let's face it, especially kids, they won't tell you. More importantly, kids don't realize. Just because I squint to look at the whiteboard, that's just the way I've always done it. They don't know any better.
And then, you know, when parents say, oh, it's okay, you know, we're okay, you know, they're fine. We don't really know that they're fine until you get your eyes checked.
Right. And so, some parents can't afford to.
And some parents, which we do have a program, which, and we have a program through CECAS that they, well, actually CECAS has the applications and they screen them. And it's for basically low income, or there's a
low to moderate income.
Low to moderate income, and you fill out the application. And then if your application is passed through, then you can go to any optometrist, but we go to Barnett and Delaney, and they'll do a screening of your for your eyes and eyeglasses. So it's a good program as well.
So the Lions are not just doing the front end, doing the back end too for those that need the help.
Exactly.
You know, but if you can afford to go or you have eye insurance, you know, you're going to say, look, take the kid to your doctor, your exactly. eye doctor. That's fantastic. And adults can do this too.
Adults, yes. Yep.
It's really important for adults to realize you can do this and you probably should.
Exactly.
Because let's face it, we get into our habits too.
Yeah.
And think, well, it's just fine.
Right.
And it may not just be fine.
Exactly.
So it's free. Lions offer the service. It takes what? A minute, minute and a half? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. You know. Sometimes it doesn't even take that long. It just
yeah. And it's non-invasive. It's literally just holding a machine in front of your face for a few seconds. That's it. It just scans.
Exactly. It scans and
it
goes through 40 different things in that scanning of your eyes. I mean, it's a wonderful piece of machinery. I mean, even the optometrists are puzzled by it, or not puzzled, but just odd, if you will. Oh, wow, you know? So they really endorse it as well.
So there you go. And this is going to be happening at Cinco de Mayo. Take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take any time. The kids can still go play on all the stuff that they've got there, and you can eat as much as you want because there'll be lots of food, and you can do this too.
So exactly.
Take yep. advantage. When's the next time you guys are cooking those good hamburgers and hot dogs?
Pardon?
When's the next time the Lions will be barbecuing, grilling hamburgers, hot dogs? Because you guys do that every year. I know at Big Buck.
We did that, and we just had one at the Glen Meadows Park at that.
Oh, you did the free movie.
Free movie, we did that. We had that. That was our last time that we did that. So, let's see. This is May. I don't know if we're going to have anything into this.
Before Salsa Fest?
Before Salsa Probably not. I don't recall.
It's rough working that grill during the summer.
Yeah.
I've seen Anthony and John doing that.
Oh, yeah. I've been up there at Salsa Fest, too, cooking hamburgers, so yeah. I know how hot it can be.
Those young men, they earn their free hamburger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you want to put it that way, yeah.
it's definitely worth stopping by whenever the Lions do. And, again, the big key is if you're buying a hamburger or a hot dog from the Lions, that money goes right back into the community.
Yes.
In the eye program or maintaining the Melvin Jones Memorial, that's separate, right?
That's totally
not
separate.
You guys.
We host that, but that's separate, yes.
Okay. Because you're part of that group too, right?
Yes, I'm the vice president of the Melvin Jones Memorial.
So it's still the Lions, but that's Lions Club International.
Exactly.
Even though the Safford Lions built it and designed it and did all the work on it.
Yep. We also have cancer cards.
Okay.
And the cancer cards is a program where you can go through Michelle Wilson's Farmers Insurance. And those that have to travel out of town to go see a physician for their cancer treatments, like Tucson or Phoenix or wherever, as long as you can show proof that, you know, you got this appointment, we can give you a $50 gas card. it's a big spend on gas, but that we are there to help out. So,
and you need it today. Holy cow, our gas prices too high.
Yeah, and it grows every year. So we've helped several families with that, and we're really blessed to have that in this community. And as Lions Club, I've definitely support that all the way.
All right, we've got just a few more minutes left, so we have to say it again. Powwow is this Saturday, right?
This Saturday at the Home Depot in Thatcher.
7 to 10.
7 to 10 is the open line.
The earliest you get there, the best chance you have to get a sampling of all the produce.
Exactly.
The later you get what's left.
Right.
But you will get 70 pounds.
70 pounds.
For a donation of $15 mm-hmm. there. Or you can go online at Borderlands.
Borderlands.
And you can pre-order and guarantee that you get
yes.
a sampling of all of it. Mm-hmm. And as you said, heck, you don't even have to go. You can Uber it or you can DoorDash it.
Yep.
Perfect. Marion Hastings, thank you so much. Safford Lions Club. And thank you all for listening as well. I appreciate it every single day. I'm out of here for right now, but I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, you guys have a great day.